Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Very good morning to you, Doug. How you doing?
Oh, great.
We're firing. We're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, so check us out. You can check us out live at 937thefan.com. Check us out. There's a live stream and on YouTube as well. So look for us right there on our YouTube page. Just do a search for 937thefan. All right, so you walk in and you go, all right, hear me out. Hear me out. Now, this is going to be, this is like breaking news sounder kind of stuff. You say, hear me out. I think that there could be something in the works, or at least there should be something in the works. Don't discount all of this. Go with it.
Six letters for everybody out there that are Steelers fans that you should be very, very concerned about. LSUUSC. Think about that. Both institutions can outpay the Rooneys. Their alumni base has enough money to give Mike Tomlin whatever he wants.
Ooh.
Two, Mike Tomlin would be GM, president, CEO of that football program. Three, LSU, Scott Woodward, is known for going to big game hunting. In LSU, you're the only D1 major college there. Not the only one, but you have such a fertile recruiting ground, you're going to put a barricade, a fence around there. Saban's not going to be around forever. Now you can talk about dominating the SEC like Saban did. And you can put your name along those that have won a Super Bowl and a national championship.
A couple things here. Would this be dependent on Ben Roethlisberger leaving? And also, is this a theory you're putting together, or is there scuttlebutt in the agent and the outer world about this?
I'm looking at it from the agent's point of view. I haven't heard anything, but if I'm his agent, this is what I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking, Mike Tomlin's the CEO. Now, do they have a definitive plan in Pittsburgh to find a quarterback after Ben?
Doesn't look like it.
But let's put it this way. In the NFL, you get one, maybe two first-rounders a year. As Saban said, in college, you can recruit 20.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go to USC, another fertile recruiting base, a historically prominent program that is down, another alumni base that can pay whatever. Then you start talking about revenue streams off the field. Commercials, movies. It's just, for me, if you're talking about maximizing your ability to generate revenue, as an agent, I'm going to say, we have to look at this, coach.
No, he's had a hard enough time dealing with personalities, we'll put it that way, in NFL locker rooms. Would he want to deal with the idiosyncrasies of five-star recruits and their parents?
I believe his message resonates more with the young players. Notice every time we have young guys come in, draft choices, how excited they are to meet coach.
Mm-hmm.
They really look up to this guy. And then think about this. His message will never get old, because every 2 to 3 years you have a new group of guys,
right,
and could be 5 to 7 first rounders that are hearing it. And they're being like, Mike Tomlin, yeah, oh, yo. I'm just saying, if
the Tomlinisms never get old.
Never get old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I'm his agent, I'm saying, coach, you've got to look at this, because there's going to be some lean years coming here.
I know Chris mentioned the parent thing and the, you know, highly recruited guys and the egos and everything else, but just in terms of dealing with men, which is what he deals. And I understand some of them are pretty young, you know, when they come to the team, but they're men. These guys are like 18 years old,
right.
18, 19 years old. There's got to be a big difference there. And would coaches want to put up with the hassles of having to deal with those guys?
Like I'll repeat, I believe his message, his delivery will resonate more with younger players than they do with the older vets now. Do you think Ben's really saying, hey, coach, yeah, let me sit down and glued to a seat? No, they have probably a respect and professional relationship that way, but he's not wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and sitting on the edge of his seat when coach is given
not requesting to watch tape like Najee is, yeah.
Well, exactly.
Let me get into something logistically then. Mm-hmm. Let's say your theory holds, and let's say it makes sense, right?
And financially, it makes sense.
For sure it does. For sure it does. If you're one of those two programs, though, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing games into January, don't they want somebody in there for spring ball? Don't they want somebody in there for Christmas time and that recruiting time?
You can start putting your staff together and have the staff working. You can do that. Tomlin's got enough, and then that's where the agent. This is where agents start making their money. Hey, you tell me who to go get. We'll go hire it. The AD will set it up. And boom, we'll have your staff there. We'll have your recruiting staff. And now all major colleges have a personnel department that rivals NFL personnel departments. So then Tomlin says, I want this guy to be my personnel guy. He gets that personnel department, starts recruiting. All he has to do is hit the ground running. And then at the end, make some phone calls, send out some tweets, sliding some people's DMs. There's your recruit.
Well, let's flip it this way, too, just a little bit as well, because I'm skeptical. I understand the financial part of it, but I'm skeptical of Mike Tomlin standing there and saying to a kid, all right, you need to come here at 2 o'clock today, and we need to do this. And the kid say, wait, I got class, or I've got to do this. And I understand class is pretty loose at major college programs, but he likes dealing with people whose full focus is football and only football. Does he want to deal with the peripherals of being a college coach? I really question that.
Why do you question that? What about the peripherals of being an NFL player? Yes. Think about, because there are time constraints and practice constraints in the NFL.
Right, you can only wear pads so many times.
Back in the day, and you can only be in the facility for so long, mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same in college. You can only have 20 hours a week, mandatory. Air quotes. So you can work around that stuff. But for me, the message will always be strong in the college game because you're recycling these players. It's not going to get tone deaf. You're not going to have a situation where AB is doing what he's doing on the field or Le'Veon Bell's doing what those guys started after a while saying, yeah, coach, that was great now, but it's all about me now.
How do you think he views the legacy aspect of being a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach? Because that he would be walking away from that to go anywhere else.
Because then now you're talking about putting your name. Granted, you can put your name there as a Hall of Famer like Bill Cowher as Steelers. But did Bill Cowher win a Super Bowl and a national championship? That's transcending just Steeler legacy. You're talking football legacy.
Mm-hmm.
The lore of the football ecosystem in totality, not just the NFL. Back in the day, I would say yes, when NFL set the ecosystem and it was a trickle-down effect. Now it's a trickle-up effect. Look at our game. It's infiltrated by what's happening in college. So now you can say I dominated both. Just saying.
Well, the other part is okay, never had a losing season here. Winning seasons don't mean anything there. You lose more than a game, then the pressure mounts. That's a completely different way. And I understand that, you know, he could recruit whoever he wants, but he'd have to put together a staff at the collegiate level where the game is still a little bit different. I just think there'd be a whole lot of pressure there.
There's not pressure
and
here.
He's got a job here for life if he wants it. And I think he does okay financially. I understand what you're talking about, like a windfall.
He's got a boss that doesn't want to fire him here. He's got a boss in LSU and USC that can't wait, that's looking for reasons to fire. It seems like the day you get hired in the college game.
But live up to what you say. Standard is a standard. Why don't you go to LSU and increase that standard? Why don't you take that competitiveness and say, I want that challenge? You challenge your
players
all the
time. But what
happens
if Saban or Mullen kick your ass in back-to-back weeks?
Well, then you're not as good as you were. Then you're just hiding behind the Steeler lore here. And you're just saying, oh, well, you know what? I'm comfortable.
Then you go off to the media and get a job there.
Yeah, I'm comfortable because I know my boss isn't going to fire
me. I think it's a fascinating concept for these big schools like USC and LSU
They're going to make big hires. LSU, you know.
LSU just got Arizona's baseball coach. Yeah. They are going to make a big hire.
Scott Woodward wants to make a splash.
And,
absolutely.
Right. And USC's Tinseltown. What better way to bring that program back to say, we got Mike Tomlin coming in? It's just a theory.
Yeah,
it's
interesting. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I buy the financials of it. I just don't buy it in terms of he has the most comfortable job, not in Allegheny County, not in Pennsylvania, not in the eastern part of the state, not in the United States. Mike Tomlin has the most comfortable job on this globe right now because of who his bosses are. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know why he'd leave that comfortability to go somewhere where, again, at a place like Baton Rouge, at a place like SC, they're looking for reasons to fire you seemingly the day they hire you.
Does the old nagging thing about a coach always wanting to be challenged?
Yes. And if you win there, Saban's got the most comfortable job. In the universe with deeper pockets than the Rooneys. And don't get me wrong, Rooneys have deep pockets. But you take Alabama's alumni base? Come on now. You set it up. Then you can be mentioned with the Sabins of the world.
I'd rather.
And the Belichicks of the world.
Would he be able to hire really good assistant coaches?
Alabama has talked about
Doug's defense in this instance, Alabama pays more and has better assistants than the Pittsburgh Steelers have, and it's not even close.
Keith Butler's not getting hired in Alabama.
Right. But still, we've talked
Doug
about.
Doug Marrone should be the offensive line coach here. Right. And he's the offensive line coach at Alabama. I think assistant offensive line coach. He might not even be the real one.
And he's got offset because he's still getting paid from Jacksonville. So they could have paid him $100 and got him.
Yeah, I just don't – it's just – we've always talked about this with Mike's assistants where how come, you know, he doesn't really have a coaching tree.
Right.
Why not?
You tell me. I brought this up before. I don't know if it's a combination of the respect the league gives to – the Rooneys and they don't go right his staff, or is it the quality of assistants that he hires, or does he just say, I like a guy that can do this, that has no upward mobility? I'm not really sure what I would lean to say. If you look at all his assistants, no one's ever gone anywhere and done anything, or no one's been knocking on the door, or no one's in the media has ever said, you got to start looking at this person. So, in my opinion, you go to a place like LSU, USC, you're going to have assistants with high ceilings knocking at your door, calling you, saying, I want to work with you.
If money talks, I can buy your argument. But I don't know if money talks with Mike Tomlin. That's the only thing.
Money, full control, and legacy. That talks.
See, I don't know if legacy is important to him in the college game.
I'm not talking college. We're talking total football ecosystem because you did it in the pros and you did it in the college. Not many people can say that. Not many people can say, I'm going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a coach and the College Football Hall of Fame as a coach. That's legacy.
Stirring the pot on a Wednesday with Whaley, Doug Whaley, bringing it as he does every single Wednesday morning for the entire 9 o'clock hour. I want to touch on something with you real quick about what is probably the biggest game being played in our area this weekend. Doug Whaley with us for the entire 9 o'clock hour every Wednesday here on the Fan Morning Show, Wednesdays with Whaley. And I'm curious, as a personnel guy, that's how you've spent your career, Doug, since the big game in Pittsburgh this week, the Steelers off, is Pitt-Clemson, how do you think NFL evaluators are looking at Kenny Pickett right now?
They are enjoying what they're seeing. I've talked to a couple, and before this year, everybody, and myself included, fifth, sixth round, has some athletic ability, competitor, has an arm, but didn't make that jump from when we saw him bust on the scene as a freshman. Where's the maturity? Where's the growth? Is he tapped out? Is he what he is? Now he is showing that he can put a team on his back. And for me, everybody talks about accuracy, but I really enjoy the differentiation between a good quarterback or an average quarterback and a good quarterback and great quarterback is placement. And when I say placement, that gives a chance for a receiver to make a play after the catch. So there was a play in Virginia Tech where Kroll had an in route, and there was a linebacker from the middle of the field coming towards him, and there was a DB behind Kroll. Pickett put it on his back shoulder. Mm. So the linebacker would not have a chance, right. But the DB was far enough away where he didn't have. So he placed it exact. Now, Kroll dropped it, but the placement of the ball was exactly where it needs to be. Little things like that are making him a third rounder, and possibly if he performs on these national stages like Saturday, like Thursday night against UNC, like the ACC championship and a bowl game, could push him into the second round.
Well, is it going to be, though, is he – I'm thinking about this. Johnny Manziel won the Heisman and everything. He apparently had a pro day to end all pro days, like the most ridiculous pro day. Is there going to be a lot on – we're going to get to the end of this with Pickett. We're going to see, and I don't think he's going to surprise much more. I think we know he's a pretty good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Is he one of those guys that goes to a pro day and he makes his stock even jump more? You know what I'm saying?
It's going to solidify.
Because Matt Barkley did that, right? Like, his stock slid by how he played. Then at the pro day, they're like, oh, Matt Barkley's pretty good. And then you see where he is now.
Intelligence.
Right. So is this pro day are people going to go in with wide expanses on what they think he is, and that pro day is going to tell the tale for him?
No, I think it's just going to solidify what people are seeing right now. Because they're going to get to know the player as a person. And for me, what tipped the scales, not that I didn't think he was a good person, but what he's doing with his NIL stuff and giving back to his teammates, so there's no separation. It's not like what's mine's mine and you ain't getting any of it.
Right.
It's, hey, we're a team. You're my fellas. Why? It's no fun unless the homies can have some, right? So let's have the homies have some.
Well, how about subtly, too, Matt Barkley catching some shrapnel from you. You just saying he's not very intelligent.
No, I said no. No, I was saying because of his intelligence, that's why.
Oh, I got you.
That's why, because he could command the room and he knew he could pick things up quick.
Right.
That's why everybody thought.
Well, he was in Geno Smith's draft, I think. Yeah. Barkley was. Yeah, and that was just a weird quarterback draft.
Now, physically, he wasn't that good.
We had a conversation earlier, real quick. What is the ceiling for Pitt? And look, this year they are where they are because they have the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to have the quarterback every year. I mean, ideally they would. But what is their ceiling? Not just this year. I mean, going forward in the future, beyond Kenny Pickett.
I think this will help springboard them to be able to be in the mouths of the national media as a football program that could be 12 to 20 should be every year. And if this proves to be a program that can develop quarterbacks and you start getting a quarterback pipeline, then you can vault yourself up into that top 10 conversation. Because as you said, football alone in any level, it's quarterback driven.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get a pipeline where quarterbacks say, I can go to Pitt and I can develop and I can be like Kenny Pickett and get an NIL deal and go in the second round and lead myself and my team to ACC championship, be on TV and be in the national mouth of people all over, then that's when you start building a program.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.